tape and CD in. Yeah.
That little music stand right here. There we go. Carmen, so I know. Because there's parts where I stop, there's parts where I go.
Yeah.
Okay. It's tough when you don't know. You know, I think I've probably heard these songs like 10 times at this point.
Yep, same.
All right, Bill, go ahead and give me a little bass. Ah, when you get around to it.
I'm a volunteer.
Think you'll be caring to sing, Bill?
Yeah, if I can remember the words.
Okay, so in that case, the microphone switch I think is on. Let me just make sure I got a little something from you.
That's a good song.
Hello.
Beautiful.
Oh, here we are.
We can hear
you're
you.
So intimate this way.
I thought.
I like it.
You got your FM voice on?
Allison Steele, the Nightbird. Yes.
I got it. I've got my bird dog on.
You don't talk about my bird dog that way, or we're going to get us all kicked off the air. Bonkers. All right, let's want to try Guitar Town.
Sure.
Let's make a little noise and see what happens.
Who's gonna count it?
Yep.
Drummer,
I'm ready.
You gonna count it?
No, I do not plan on counting.
I think Carl, go ahead and count.
Two.
It.
That was one, part two, of the three, four. Should we just do a few bars of that before we jump into the song?
I think it's like four bars of G, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just together, or you want to do just on guitar, or just...
Yeah, no, I think we should all do it together.
Okay.
So we all get into the groove.
Go ahead.
One, two. One, two, three, four.
Hey, pretty baby, how you ready for me? It's a good rockin' daddy down in Tennessee. Heading out across the van farm. They ain't lasting in the bird dog home. There's a speed girl ahead of me down the town. Oh, rope, jumping down. Me and my boys got this rig on wound. And we come 1,000 miles from the Guitar Town. Town. I ain't the kind to just hang around. But I heard someone calling my name one day, so I followed that voice down the long highway. Everybody told me can't get far with $37 and a cheap guitar. Smoking into taxing and then we're never down. Rocking with a cobblestone guitar now. Baby, you know it, my ball in the hand. Rolling at a fast ball, I'm in the night, and the trap stop.
First here. Hey, pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? I'm loading up and heading up for you tonight. But one of these days I'm gonna settle down and take you back with me to the guitar town.
If you want to just kind of back off the mic, it'll probably make it to us.
Okay.
And that's totally groovy.
Let's see.
If there's some kind of signal when we get to the verse where we all stop for the verse.
That's the last one.
Right.
Hey, pretty bit. Yeah, then it, or it could be muted.
I guess if I could just hear you say, make my stand, I'll be all set, right? Because that's the only time you say that. At the end of make my stand.
Oh. You mean you want to be cued that we're going into that last verse with minimal accompaniment,
sure,
right? But it'd be good to have something going on there.
Yeah, just like
yeah.
a little,
like
maybe.
Whatever. Whatever.
Okay, I'll maintain the bass drum then.
Good.
And as far as counting off, last time you saw me here, I was a ukulele player. I'm just a garage band drummer, and I can't be counted on tempo. So
I'll do it.
I am going to try to keep time as well as possible.
Right.
I'm not always in a position where I can conduct much, you know, just because
so
I kind of get
on Carmen
occupied
for the beat.
But, you know, I'm listening to other people, obviously. Right. And if you're singing, like, you know, I mean, I'll try to follow you.
Carmen, if you're going like this, should I take it as...
I don't even know how I would do that.
I'm notorious for making songs like a dirge, so I'm often not allowed to start songs.
We got one coming up next. Hey, pretty baby.
Hi.
You coming through? Some of us slipped in the back.
Good. And we have more lighting now. That's the exciting news.
Excellent.
So how does the I think the riff is there's kind of this. So I was thinking I would maybe stick with this little. I don't know how evident that'll be. Jack it up a little.
Okay,
my daddy and his daddy before. You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here. He only came to town about twice a year. He'd buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line. Well, everybody knew that he made moonshine. Now the devil knew a man wanted granddaddy bad. He ran up the holler with everything he had. Before my time, before I've been told, he never came back from Copperhead Road. Daddy ran whiskey in his big black dive. Bought it at the auction at the Mason's Lodge. Johnson County Sheriff painted on the sign. Just a shot of coat of primer and he looked inside. Well, him and my daddy pulled my engine down. I still remember that humming sound. Now the sheriff came around in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying, knew something wasn't right. They was headed down to Knoxville with a whiskey load. Heard the whiskey burning down Copperhead Road. Copperhead Road.
Bottleneck that I could borrow?
Well, I have this one I'm going to use later, and I have a couple over there.
Over here, yeah?
Yeah, there's a glass one or two.
Which kind do you want? The longer kind or the shorter?
Whichever, as long as they're glass.
Yeah, Carmen knows I'm not going to be fussy. Beggars can't be. Choosers.
Yeah, no, no.
I'm terrified of breaking
use
the glass
this, but, yeah.
You're totally, that actually might do better than these.
Oh, there's a metal one.
Nah, the glasses.
They're slippery buggers.
Yeah, I like the glass.
All right, so that seems fun enough.
Fun. Boy, I like those cymbal strikes a lot.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's all dramatic and stuff, Dave, with the drums.
You like that?
Yeah. No, it's like...
No, it is. Carmen, do you want me to do
no,
some
No, it was
of
good
stuff?
When you came
hey,
in
you
with...
Do you guys have a pillow for this seat? This is,
you want
this,
me to do some of this in between
this
lines here and there?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, yeah. Anything like that is... Yep, yep. Show off. Fart around. Yep. Sounds nice on the cans. Oh, this one. Okay, here we go. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- Well, I'm standing on the corner of Bleecker 8th and 9th. Money in my pocket and a woman on my mind. I'm free. Ain't nobody tying me down. Nothing ever worries me. Ain't nobody's daddy now. Well, here I say the women are the very finest kind. Clagging on their high heels and the engine down the line. I'm free. Nothing really tying me down. Nothing ever worries me. Ain't nobody's daddy now. I usually have a woman who worries me to death. A hammer's on my pocket and a fool's on my neck. I'm free. Ain't nobody tying me down. Ain't nobody would love me. Ain't nobody's daddy now. Honey on the west. Got a woman up that love my downtown girls the best. Cause I'm free. Oh, ain't nobody tie me down. Oh, nothing ever worries me. Ain't nobody's daddy now. Oh, now I'm free. Ain't nobody tie me down. Oh, nothing ever worries me. Nobody's daddy now. Something like that.
Oh. That's where it ends.
That's where it ends, I think.
Nothing ever worries me. Ain't nobody's daddy now. She's gone and I'm free.
Right.
So that whole thing happens again.
Yeah, but it's a quick ain't nobody's daddy now. She's gone and we go right up to the D instead of hanging on the A for four.
Oh, I think I screwed it up. I think I just cut it off too soon.
You cut the break out, I think.
Yeah, I cut the... Okay.
Which is the same as the verse.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody's daddy now. Does anybody else hear? Let's see. Nobody's daddy now. I've been hearing the D added, but as long as we all agree on one, on the chords, we're...
I think you just stay on the A, I think. Cool. Yeah, so let me think. Finger pick. Yeah, and with the strumming and the finger picks, you know, just see how it... We're playing like some 70 chords, like
mm-hmm.
whatever we can get away with.
Mm-hmm.
So just see what we're doing and if you can
pile on. Whatever. Yep.
Or you can also just lay back and strum the plain vanilla chords and all that other
Do
stuff.
Do little accents and stuff with
yep.
the chords, yeah.
Yep, so... Yeah, it's not if it were fully planned out.
Is that four score?
Different
no, this is. Oh, that's right. Yeah,
this is the Android.
I got the iPad, but I don't want to use it.
All right, let's see. Let's have a look at another town here.
This one starts with chords. And then
so this is. Oh, I have finger strum, yeah.
Starts
You're saying, do we go through the verse first, or do we just kind of hang out on an E for a minute?
It looks like it starts with chords and then...
It has a specific strumming pattern. I can't remember it, though.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. Okay. I'm more just like...
Yeah.
All right, well, let's...
It did start, I think, with the E in the intro.
Yeah, let's just vamp on an E for a moment, see what happens here. Oh, one, two, I'm thinking about burning it down. I'll be long gone when the fire burns out. I'm the way to another town. Just see another city in another light, with my past behind me and the future bright. Oh, one of these days when I've had enough, buddy, you can leave me around. Just as soon as I get my gear up, I'll take it to another. Too fast? Is that?
It does go sounds fast. Right. It's very, but it sounds. It goes fast, and the original goes fast. Yeah.
It
question.
Sounds like Tom Petty. A lot of these songs sound like Tom Petty.
Yeah.
So I would say after that, one of these days, at the bottom of the page, there. Take. Let's just do an instrumental verse. And the bridge. So verse bridge thing. And let's start with that. A one, two, three. Is the instrumental break
okay
at the bottom of the page?
I'll try to be careful of that.
Any other notes or stuff on that?
G sharp, maybe.
G sharp, where?
No, yes, for other notes.
Ah,
oh,
yeah. Well, I was working on a play once that had like live music that I was like dealing with the live music, and the actors in the dress rehearsal would stop if they didn't know the line. They go line, line. And one of the days, one of the guitarists, he, like, stopped and goes, note, note.
And you remembered that.
I remembered it because that's, like, he wasn't going to get the note. Like, I mean, I would have given him the note, but he... All right, so let's see what's next here. Usually get that from the stage manager.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, wait a minute, because we're on Galway Girl, right?
Yep.
Okay, got it.
But you sing the first four lines before I come out.
So how do you want to start this? Because, Carl, you're going to sing this.
I am?
I thought you were singing this.
I wasn't planning on singing Galway Girl. I don't know.
I thought you asked to sing it.
I wanted to sing My Old Friend the Blues and The Mountain and Guitar Town.
Okay.
You have a sheet for Galway Girl?
Yeah.
You can sing it, can't you?
I can totally sing it.
I was really hoping Megan would sing it.
Well.
And fiddle it.
That'd be great if she were here.
She's got teaching this week.
Hey.
You're back.
I'm in between songs.
Well, let me see. I could sing that one, but, you know, go ahead and I'll go ahead and sing, because I've sung it 100 times. So,
I'll try and sing harmony if you want.
That would be lovely.
I don't know.
Yeah. Took a stroll on the old long walk of the AIA, and I met a little girl and we stopped to talk on a fine soft AIA. And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? 'Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue, and I knew right then I'd be taking on the world from the Salt Hill Prom and the Galway Girl. Halfway there, when the rain came down on the day, I, and she asked me up to a flat downtown on a fine soft day, I, and I ask you, friend, oh, what's a fella to do? 'Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. So I took her hand and I gave her a twirl.
Instrument that we've got that can play that hard is Bill. I think he should just go with it.
All right. I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I don't see why not. No, I am a snare drum practically for this song. And Carl, whatever you're doing is great. I love the... Yeah, any finger style you can add is super welcome. So I was thinking of let's not do Feel All Right, because that's just a lot.
There are a lot of songs.
And then maybe we'll drop in here The Mountain, which Carl can sing.
Oh, is that a new song?
That is a new song.
New old song.
But it's not in the list that you gave?
It is not in the list.
I have a sheet.
I've never heard it?
Well, let's.
Sounds like the other songs.
Yeah, it's got going to have minimal drums, just
very
minimal.
There's some songs that have
no
drums.
You'll pick it up in a heartbeat.
Do you have a copy
or maybe
for the
a
chords?
Drum beat.
Yes,
I have at least.
Been all over the world.
Feel all right out.
Yes.
I only have one.
Little,
one am I looking for? The mountain?
The one that you sing by the
Sugar Land. Uh-huh. That's the only other part. Mm-hmm. I only have one copy and I need the lyrics.
Okay.
Let me go. I'll just roll off a copy upstairs. And actually, Carl, why don't you go ahead and just show everybody how it goes. I'll be right back.
It is in D. I'm going to capo up to 2. Do you players use capos much?
Every once in a while, although there's so little to capo.
I exploded mine the other day. My ukulele capo. Just missed something and went foing and ended up in 5 pieces. I said, I'll do with that some other time.
It went foing.
Foing.
I was born on this mount a long time ago. Whoops, let me play the correct chords here. Long time ago, before they knocked down the timber and stripped mine the coal. So it's in D. When you rose in the morning, before it was light, go down in that dark hole, back up at night. I was born on, and if anybody can sing on the chorus with me, it'd be great. The chorus is, I was born on this mountain. This mountain's my home. And she holds me and keeps me. Well, they took everything that she gave, now they're gone. But I was born, I will die on this mountain. This mountain's my home. So pretty simple chord progression.
Thank you. Have a sound.
You have enough, everybody.
Run that from the top.
Can I have a mic?
Oh,
you didn't get a mic.
Allison, go ahead and speak. Check,
check, check.
Singing, there I am, and so
on.
Now, without cams, I can't tell if the bass is too loud over the vocals and things. So.
I think I've been just running the balance on stuff, so
it's sounding good to me.
Okay.
I mean, you just never know. It's a lot of stuff is meters over there and I'm over here.
Hello, hello, hello. All right, Carl, show us how.
Okay, I'll start with just a little bit of strumming. I was born on this mountain a long time ago. Before they knocked down the timber and stripped mine the coals. When you rose in the morning, before it was light, to go down in that dark hole, back up at night. I was born on this mountain. This mountain's my home. She holds me and keeps me from worry and woe. Well, they took everything she gave, now there it goes. But I will die on this mountain. I was young on this mountain a long time ago, and I knew every holler
goodbye. My childhood was over. I'm down in the mine. I was born on this mountain. This mountain's my home. She holds me and she keeps me from worrying and woe. They took everything. She gave out the gold. I will die.
Use a little more Allison in the mix.
Yeah. Do I do it? Do I do it here?
So you can give yourself more there.
But does that mean?
No. Go ahead and go ahead. And
da 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 da. Steve Earle. Steve Earle. Woo woo. I was born on this mountain. Woo 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 woo. I don't know.
All right. So that's more. Let's see how that works. Because we got Steve Earle coming up in a minute.
All right.
So let's take a look at Atlas.
All right.
All right. So we're at about 55 minutes before we go, which is pretty comfortable.
Well, I gotta keep moving, cause baby, I'm a traveling man. And there ain't a whole lot of women out there that can understand. So come on, we're going on an outlaw's honeymoon. Come on. Start with a C. Yep, yep.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's not a different. It's not a. It's still a verse. Yeah, that's a goof on the. All right, let's have a look at Steve Earle here.
I don't think that what I got printed was really what she's going to sing. As far as I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'll know when I hear her sing.
Ah, okay.
But I know that when I looked up the name of the song, it wasn't.
Well, let's see what happens. We'll know in a second.
Well, you're going to do that whole talking shtick. Mm-hmm. Cool. So we just stopped playing now, right?
Yep. Yep, we just lay out and let her do her thing.
Right.
Then I definitely didn't find the right song. That would be fun.
Wait, so you haven't heard this yet?
Possibly.
Well, you have a treat.
Well, it's got a pounding rhythm section that's like totally...
Okay.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it's a...
Okay, so hold on.
Okay, so the tempo that she take, the tempo they do it, well, I heard Steve Earle had lots of wives, about as many as cats have lives. Met him on his records, and we're good for it. So it doesn't have to go too crazy fast. No faster than that, in fact.
Okay. It's basically Hot Rod Lincoln.
Yeah, more or less.
Okay,
yeah.
Good point. Okay. So how do you want to start this one, Carmen?
I'm just trying to find something that's the right tempo. So this is kind of like...
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. One more! Well, I heard Steve Earle had lots of wives, about as many as cats have lives. Records and we're good friends. He writes a song for everyone. They fall in love, and before it's done, he writes an even better one when it ends. But I don't have to take your name, and you won't have to take the blame. Steve Earle, Steve Earle, please write a song for me. I promise I won't take a dime when it comes my time to leave. But I just want your sleeve. Steve Earle, Steve Earle, please write a song for me. Well, I heard he loves each one the same, as much as Ireland loves the rain. Steve, it rains at my house every day. He met them all in every port, cause falling in love is a pilgrim sport, and as long as I can be the pirate, I'm okay. You moved to the city, baby, you had to go. think you figured out the bridge was...
It's just a verse.
A verse, right?
The choir, write a song for me, two, three,
oh,
four.
That's the chorus or the verse?
Then do the bridge. Yep. Bridge would be a verse.
Oh, so you want an instrumental... No, the bridge is not the verse.
It's not?
The bridge is that B minor A.
Oh.
I could walk around in your favorite shoes. Do you want to do an instrumental verse in between?
No, 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 no. Okay. Let's, no, no.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Just one line. We got to do that.
I can walk around.
Okay, so can we do that then? So I'll do, can we do it from my chorus before your bridge? Because I got to get into that, yeah. Okay. One, two, and here I go. Steve Earle, please write a song for me. I promise I won't take a dime when it comes my time to leave. The others wanted your whole heart, but I just want your sleeve. Steve Earle, please write a song for me. Come on.
I can walk around in your favorite shoes.
Yeah, so there is no... Yeah, right. That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
In the Steve Earle song, he does a whole instrumental piece in there, but...
That's what I think I... That's what I...
Should we do that?
Yeah, that's what I'm used
we,
to.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
really
I'm used
not
to.
It's a bridge. It's like a break, I think.
Yeah, it's and just an instrumental. I don't even know if it's a verse or a chorus.
Yeah, that's what I think I made a note about. So. Yeah.
So let's do an instrumental chorus there. Is that okay?
That's fine.
That's
two
not
choruses.
Too long, right?
No. Is it? I mean, I'm... Yeah, so I say, come on, and then you guys do...
Yeah. So, okay, here we go. Instrumental chorus.
I mean, even though that's not what it shows here, that's how it is on the recording. She goes, come on, and then there's... That's...
Right, and then listen for the bass to walk it down to the beat later.
Actually, it's weird. On the recording, what happens is she says, please write a song for me. Come on! And then I think there's a whole...
Yeah, right. And then out of that, we'll walk
down
to the B minor.
Yeah. Sorry, we're saying the same. Sorry about that. All right, so Steve Earle, please write a song for me. Come on! You know, I like to sleep in that in the vacation house at the beach and a really small wedding, only about 500 people. Did I tell you I have kids? You're going to love them. They're going to need to go to college. Do you like reggae? I love reggae. On Tuesday nights, I like to go to trivia, so that's your night to go out with the boys. And then you can... Is this thing on? Oh. Steve Earle, please write a song for me. I do. And then I was going to say, I do.
Right. It's right. Like...
Yeah, I do. Exactly. Yep, right. I got that right there. Yep. Please write a song for me. I do. Now, so, can I do that the tap, tap, tap part? Because I forgot I have a microphone now.
Well, the thing is, you do the tap, but we'll when you start singing, we'll just come back.
No, it's
in,
okay. But so. She goes, so she says, is this thing on? Steve Earle, if you guys can hear that. Can you hear me?
Steve is the pickup.
Okay, some of you can hear that and some of you can't probably because, right.
We just need to hear you say Steve.
Right, some of you can hear the cue because she does that on the recording, and you actually hear her tap the mic, but you can't because you don't have
the Steve.
But the Steve will cue.
But then,
yeah. Sweet, that's the upbeat Steve.
Yeah. Great.
All right.
That's a fun one. Oh.
All right. So
we're doing this in D.
Yep.
I'm trying not to let you go, but it's more than I can do. And every day or two, I wind up right back where I started.
So I may or may not play because I don't have the words.
it's memorized well. So
you don't have
sing.
To play at all. You can just sing.
Yeah.
So let's just get it started. So I think let's roll through the first part of a verse. Let's something. Not the whole first verse, but like 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's more.
Hang on, Ava.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's the intro, you.
Can do, and it just goes right into an instrumental verse.
It's just
more than I can do. Yep, instrumental for a little bit now.
You told me that I gotta stop, but it's more than I can do.
If anybody else.
No, I mean, as far as instruments, I didn't hear like much going on. It felt like it should have been like more of an acoustic version.
Basically, you just try to tune into me.
Okay.
And it, other
that
people.
That sounded really pretty. Yeah, it was
they
very
have to
pretty.
Hear that take yourself off feet, so just
all right.
Yeah, no,
all right.
Acting like you're drunk and
I'm used to a band with like two guitars, you know, like a. That just went up. Yeah.
No, this
it's,
is very pretty. This is
this is all happening. I mean, pop up the volume on your headphones, you'll hear the balance a little more,
okay.
And then when people pop in, and I'm kind of, I mean, I can only get so good with the mixing.
It's fine, I'm not being fussy, I'm just, thought it was going to sound fuller with the other instruments that I hear him better, but that's okay.
No,
not a big deal.
It's pretty.
As long as it sounds okay, I'm fine.
It's very, very pretty, yeah.
Yeah, it's totally sounding great.
Thank you.
Poor boy. Ain't nothing but a sandwich. Side of town. put it down. I never thought about it much. Uh-oh, what's a poor boy gonna do? It's bad enough to love you from afar.
Because you're singing, because Tommy was going to sing that, right?
Tommy was going to sing that one. We're doing good here, I think.
So Tommy's having tooth issues, dental issues.
Everybody's having dental issues.
I know.
It's like, Jesus God.
Going to the dentist myself. I got to find one, because we just moved here a few months ago. We haven't figured out.
All right. My baby's just as mean as me.
Oh, yeah.
Drinks wine.
come and go. She's mine and I'm her foe. If we find some scars to show, never mind, 'cause there ain't no many deeper than mine.
Say that love is blind, especially the passionate kind.
That was good. I pictured it sounding just, I knew you'd be perfect for that record. It's great.
That one. We've been fun, playing it around
it's
the
like
house.
Good
so.
Stuff.
My babe is just as mean as me.
My baby.
Oh, that song's good, clean, fun, sort of.
That's right.
It's the other domestic violence song.
Right.
So. Eva's doing the first one.
Right. So, yeah. Oh, she's right.
Yeah, promise you don't call the cops. You
know. Right. It's like a very muted instrument. see you fare thee well, which stops. Not that we have to do it, though.
Okay, so we'll try to do it slower. It's a super simple song. Mm-hmm. And it's repetitive, so I just have to keep track.
That's right, you're the pinch hitter. You get slack. The other guy, the other pitcher had to go to the dentist.
So let's do it from let's just from the top of the second page. Ain't no need to cry for me.
The tempo's just play the mic.
Well, ain't no need to cry for me, boy. Ain't no need to cry for me, boy. Ain't no need to cry for me, boy. Somewhere down the road you'll understand, 'cause I expect to touch his hand, boy. I expect to touch his hand, boy. I expect to touch his hand, boy. I'll put in a word for if I can. We'll meet again on some bright highway. Songs to sing, tales to tell. I'm just a pilgrim on this road, boy. I'm just a pilgrim on this road, boy. I'm just a pilgrim on this road, boy. I'll see you fairly well.
What, the last two verses?
Yeah, that sounds good.
The last two, maybe even the last three.
Yeah,
that
sounds good. All right, okay.
Yeah, don't be shy on that. I mean, there's...
Yeah.
Especially for the chorus part, I think you can always... Oh, you know what? Yeah, pick any part you can pile on it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, it does it even slower yet than that, but he's got all kinds of steel guitars and things going on right now, so... Ooh, sweet. The radiator uke. Yeah.
Cool. You got it in there. Nice.
So, Carl, why don't you lead, and let me see if I can do this without being too distracting.
Which one?
My Old Friend the Blues, I think, is the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Up.
Just when every ray of hope was gone, I should have known that you would come along. I can't believe I ever doubted you.
sleep, don't take me first. You come around. No matter how I try, I'll never leave. My old friend, the blues. Love is to leave and friends will let you down. You're the only sure thing that I found. So let me hide my weary heart in you. My old friend, the
like in the mix, I feel like. So I could hear it out there. I didn't take off my... I could tell you were playing that. I'm going, oh, wait.
Yeah, that's got a lot of projection, that one.
So, like, I could... Ah, there it is. So I don't... I didn't know if that was... Yeah, yeah.
That's better.
Yeah, yeah.
Succumb to the knob factor.
Okay. I could tell you were working away at it, but I was like, well... Yeah, I sort of did the half Z and the half Z.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so let's have a look at the revolution starts now.
Because it does, people. It does better. It better. It better start now. Should have started yesterday, but, you know.
So with the, at the end, we just... And with the revolution starts, all the music stops, yeah. Except the person singing says now.
Yeah.
With attitude.
We can all say now together.
With attitude. Ooh, I like that.
Dude with attitude.
Starts now.
Now?
Are you going to say it like that?
Now.
You'll find out how I'm going to say it when I say it.
Okay. Meow. Meow.
Okay, I can't remember how this goes.
I was walking down the street, and the town where I was born. I was moving to a beat that I never felt before. So I opened up my eyes, and I took a look around. I saw it written across the sky. The revolution starts now.
starts now. When you rise above your fears and tear the walls around you down, the revolution starts here. Where you work and where you play, where you lay your money now, what you do and what you say, the revolution starts now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
In your own backyard, in your own hometown.
So what you doing standing around?
What you doing standing around? Just follow your heart. The revolution starts now.
And there's a break that's the same as the verse, and then we come back in with the other revolution.
All right, so let's talk from the top of page 2. This is an area of confusion.
That line, the revolution starts now. The first one is the end of the second verse. Then it says it again twice. Yeah, the revolution starts now.
Right.
Yeah.
The revolution starts now in your own backyard, in your own hometown. So, right.
I don't know if you have it 3 times.
Then it goes back to the bridge.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Starts.
It says bridge, but it's not on the music.
Well, he does go back to the, like that. Yeah, the revolution starts now.
Yeah, so let's go back and do that. So it's the revolution starts now. The revolution starts. I mean, Eva's right. On the record I have, it just
stops.
But the thing is, I think that's because the track ends there, but maybe... I think I had a fade out. No, I think we should just end with the revolution starts
now.
Yeah,
that's better.
Also, where you're playing that F chord, revolution, and A flat sounds so much better. I gotta go before I go on the radio. That usually gets a bigger laugh.
I had to look up for the full effect.
The sound of
buddy. Now you're saying, yeah, the revolution, that shouldn't be an F? That's where the track marker is.
Oh, the marker! I didn't hear what you said. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So that's right. That's right. So okay, great. And then, how does it end after that? Good Lord! Then I don't even know.
Do you think that just goes on forever on the B flat?
Goes back to the revolution.
Yeah. angry sound that...
We don't have the angry thing that makes it a cliff drop-off. Yeah.
Right.
It ends up sounding like we just left. Okay, so I think it's okay. Yeah, let's do that bridge again, and then we'll... I don't know, we'll...
So from where? The revolution started.
Okay, so we're 12 minutes till. So let's take it from the top of page, just the last page.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah, the revolution starts now at the top of the second page. Okay. Oh, one, two, three, four.
Yeah, the revolution starts now in your own backyard, in your own home now. What you doing standing around? Just follow your heart. Last night I had a dream, the world had turned around, all our hopes had come to be, and the people gathered round. They all brought what they could bring, and nobody went without. And I learned a song to sing, the revolution starts now. The revolution starts now in your own backyard. What you doing standing around?
So then it's just the revolution starts now. So we're 10 minutes.
You sound good.
We're about 12 minutes before we go.
Yeah.
Feel free to give me any of those stop it cues, though. That was helpful.
I'll try.
Yeah, everybody feel free to cue everybody. Cue the heck out of people.
I'm going to be very quiet. Oh, I want to say hi to this guy. Hey, buddy. Come here. You are cool.
Coming through?
I'm going to run and stretch to the bathroom.
Cool. Yes.
You're going up too? Yeah, I'm going to. Oh, you're taking the dog out.
Oh!
Taking
you out.
Sorry, no.
They won't disrupt you. No. All of a sudden, we'll be on the air. But there's no sound.
No, well, I'm going to make her think about this for a minute.
Yeah, well. That's all right. That's all right. What
she do? Oh, you usually take a size 8.
You go ahead. That's good.
Me?
Copperhead Road. That was great. That's the when I heard that part, it's like, oh, I got a solo.
It sounds very Trumpian to me.
Copperhead Road?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because this guy is saying the feds, the revenuers are coming, and the DEA, I learned a couple things, and now
it's funny.
Better watch out.
It's not a good thing, but I have a habit of ignoring what lyrics say. For years,
if
I say
this extension
my
works
friends,
for your headphones,
John
that'll
Prime's
keep
a
that's not a
Eddie, won't you take me back to Mule and
yeah.
the song?
It's okay if this breaks,
and like one day
but, man,
I started
every
reading
time
the
I drop
words,
on the floor,
like, oh, holy shit, this is what, because I just sang it very mechanically.
Yeah.
I didn't think about,
what you
did. I was just doing my harmony.
I grew up listening to Yes and the Moody Blues. So
yeah, that'd be beautiful. Thank you.
Do you like Yes?
Oh, I love Yes. Yes and the Moody Blues, so lyrics were just gibberish to me back then.
Did I tell you that I saw John Anderson last August?
Lyrics are usually gibberish.
Sort of like a School of Rock thing.
I saw that
in
Ridgefield Playhouse.
We talked about this. I friggin' love this. Steve Howe is
just fine.
Like, on a pedestal, although he barely looks alive, and I think we talked about that, too.
He's very gaunt these days.
God, he's good. Yeah. I love Yes, I love Moody Blues. I love old Genesis, pre-Gil Collins.
Yeah, I love Genesis with Peter Gabriel.
Yeah. Phil
down on Broadway.
Phil Collins.
Squeeze through again.
Okay, wait.
I know, I will wait.
All right.
You're not a bad singer either, but I mean, the whole direction of the band just changed.
And I love Peter Gabriel.
Yeah.
And King Crimson.
Yeah.
We do have good taste, then.
I was listening.
This is like the stuff I listened to as a kid, you know.
I have vinyl in the basement from the 70s. And I pulled out an old Dean Friedman album. Do you remember Ariel? It was on the top 40s. Ariel.
Oh, yeah.
But the rest of the album is really, really good. And as I'm listening to it, I'm thinking, man, that's a good bass player he's got on there. So I checked the liner notes. It's, what's his name?
Bill Strom.
No. Tony Levin.
Who?
Tony Levin.
You know who was with Tony Levin? Was Chuck Mangione. When I was a kid, I loved Chuck Mangione for whatever reason, right? And like, I look and like, there's this bald dude with a mustache.
No thanks.
You son of a gun.
Tony Levin playing with him with the Rochester Philharmonic.
He has played with about everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony, I saw him in with Adrian Belew in Woodstock. I think we talked about this too. I guess all my stories are like.
Well, it's her chair.
I love Adrian Blue.
Sorry, my snark is coming out tonight.
I have a friend who goes to their fantasy camp.
I feel like that's
in the summer.
I feel like that's out of my league.
Yes.
Although I imagine anybody
can
go.
I've seen videos of them. I mean, just playing together on the stage, and there's a very wide range of talent represented. So, if you want to go, and you got the coin.
I don't know that I have the coin or the stamina. You know, I think after like possibly 6 hours, I'll be like, whoa, that's enough of that.
You know whose camp I've been to? Steve Earle's.
How much time do we have? 5 minutes.
Carmen, do you want any additional voices anywhere on the Revolution Starts Now?
Any place you want.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, feel free to pile on.
My pump will come out. I got a Luna tattoo pineapple.
Yeah, that was really sweet little issue.
Yeah. I'm excited because this is the only one I have. I figured this way I got a soprano.
Just gently, any way you want, just put it all up on that mixing board up there. Perfect.
Set my set list with all my synthesizer patches and red ink, and Bill Strom will tell you what happened next. I got onto stage and all the red lights came on and there was no more notes about my synthesizer.
Oh no.
They vanished as if by magic.
Kermit, do you have a printed set list that I could refer to?
You can. I just have everything in order, but you can take this.
I can give you mine because my songs are in order. So... it just doesn't include Mountain or whatever that song was.
We swapped out Mountain for...
you could just save it for something else, right?
Anybody have a pen?
You know, I don't know anything about Steve Earle.
Mountain replaces what on the set list?
You know, I was looking at this mic and I thought it looked like a shotgun shell, and that's because it's a shotgun.
It's a shotgun shell.
Mountain replaces
Feel All Right.
It's a hipster mic that was inexpensive that sounds really nice. It's actually an omnidirectional mic. So I just stick it between the snare and the hi-hat, and it sort of gives me...
But like at first it like...
Check, check, check. I
we
can
do a lot of
bands. Hello.
A lot of songs. Oh, well. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, the idea is
We get, you know, we get through what we get through. You know.
Okay.
We
move.
Yeah. We try. We try.
Hola,
we try so
hard. Hola. 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 Hola.
A lot of trying
upstairs by herself, or where will she go? She's kind of went. She went over that way.
Lily. Lily's big enough that she might cross on.
So I think let's have a look at. So we got about 3 minutes or so. Maybe run. Can we do the chords for Ain't Nobody's Daddy Now?
Sort of
like just a little intro. Roll in. Before All right, it looks like we're on the air and functioning. Welcome to Ukuleles Unleashed on WGXE-FM, where the ukuleles will run roughshod over you for the next 2 hours, starting with our live segment. Welcome. My name is Carmen Borgia. I'm your host, along with John Sturman. He doesn't get the mic yet, but in a minute, he will have no choice but to take the mic, actually in about 60 minutes. And we're going to start off with a live set here. We've got the Ukuleles Unleashed pickup band, which actually has a couple of ukuleles in it today, so that's pretty cool. Starting with that, myself, Carmen Borgia, not only singing, but I will be playing that ukulele. So whenever you hear that sound, you will know that I'm playing. And then Eva Pepe is... There she goes. If you hear that sound, that's Eva playing. So she'll be playing the other ukulele. So follow that closely if you want to move ahead in this world. And we have Carl Bethke on amazing vocals and incredible guitar. Look at him. Oh, my gosh. Six strings. Get away from me. Okay. And Bill Strom. Well, he's got a five-string bass. It's chaos here. Chaos.
Splitting the difference here.
Yeah, yeah. So David Kelsey. Thankfully on drums, so we have that for the rest of the evening. And we have Allison Davey, who will be joining us for some vocals and that sort of thing. So welcome to Ukuleles Unleashed. Our live segment, we have chosen almost at random to do a bunch of songs by Steve Earle. And I say at random, but... I have a couple of the ukulele crowd on Saturday who comes who really like Steve Earle, and they would only say nice things about him. And there's this one Steve Earle song we would do, Galway Girl. And so I'm very familiar with that one, but I didn't know the rest of his stuff. So we found some, I mentioned to some of the other regular pickup band, I said, hey, how about Steve Earle? And people were sort of like, I love Steve Earle. So we got some good suggestions on songs. And we're going to play through some here and show you how some of his stuff goes and figure it out a little bit by on our own how it goes. So Carl Bethke's going to kick us off. He's going to sing the first song. It's called Guitar Town. And I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? It's a good rockin' daddy from Tennessee. Heading down from Austin to San Antonio with the radio blasting and the bird dog on. Let's speed so heavy, back down. No, 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 shut me down. So me and my boys got the rig on wound and we're coming 1,000 miles from the guitar town. Happens in my hometown, and I ain't the kind of just hang around. Though I heard some work on my relative, and I follow my boys down the lost highway. Everybody told me I can't get far off $37 in a cheap guitar. I'm gonna hammer down and I'm looking at the baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? Working in the middle of a truck stop. Tide gonna roll up and hold them down late tonight. One of these days I'm gonna settle down and I'll take it back to me to the guitar town. Again.
Town. Next thing we're going to do here, Copperhead Road. So let's see. So we get our sort of groove on here first. Rocked, I would say. Dave, Bill, thank you both for rocking on that. It's pretty good.
It's what we do.
I know, I shouldn't dote on you, so.
And I gotta say, Dave, you're making that ukulele sound a lot like a drum kit tonight. It's just shocking.
I know, the way you tune it is so innovative.
Yeah. I love
it. Yeah.
You can play in any key.
Yeah. So I've heard. All right, so let's see. Nobody tied me down. I ain't
working on the highest like an engine down the line. I'm free. Ain't nobody tying me down. Nothing ever worries me. I ain't nobody's daddy now. I usually have a woman who worries me to death. A hammer's on my pocket and a fool's on my neck. I'm free. Nobody tied me down. Nothing ever worries me. I ain't nobody's daddy now. Look.
So who asked you?
I didn't write it.
Like.
No, I knew you were going to. In fact.
One up in Catskill, who's the best dad?
Well, just remember we met in the city, okay? So there's like, that's my out. So. All right, another town. Hey. You're listening to WGXC FM 90.7, Catskill, Acre Hudson Radio for open ears, and musicians who have nothing better to do this evening but come here and make this kind of sound. So we're very happy to be here playing through some songs by Steve Earle, which we have found are very cool and have some challenging lyrics in some respects. And I don't know. Another town, let's see. I'm
You know, I understand that sometimes the missus has a problem with these lyrics, but man, there's not a song that's not a problem. This is really a whole set of problems. So, and you're going to get your own song, so.
It's a history
halfway there when the rains came down.